A number of years ago, Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, came to Israel on a mission. He came along with a group of 9 other wealthy Jewish philanthropists to tour the land and see how our homeland, Israel, was doing. One of their stops on this mission was the home of a great rabbi, Rabbi Finkel, who lived in Jerusalem. Howard Schultz and his group of philanthropists came to the rabbi's house, and they were told to wait for a few moments until the rabbi was ready for them. After a few moments, they were ushered into the rabbi's room, and they were sat down on a long table, all facing the rabbi. And the rabbi says to them, says, I know you're busy, you have large companies in America waiting for you, you have many things to see on your trip here in Israel. I won't take up too much of your time. But I have one question that I want to ask you. And that question is, what is the lesson of the Holocaust? What should we as Jews today take out from that awful, tragic time of the Holocaust? And as the rabbi called on each one of these Jewish philanthropists to answer the question, each one stammered something cliched, like, never forget, never again. And to each one of these answers, the rabbi slapped his hand down on the table and says, no, that's not the lesson of the Holocaust. And after innumerable tries and half-hearted attempts to answer the question correctly, the rabbi said, listen, let me tell you what is the lesson of the Holocaust. Each day, the prisoners were woken up at 5 in the morning, forced to stand outside for hours in the cold, in the rain, in the snow, or sometimes in the boiling hot sun. And they weren't given any food for breakfast. They were marched out into the forest to chop down trees or to stone quarries and chisel away rocks. And after hours of working in the natural elements, maybe they were given a little coffee, a slice of bread to eat. And then work would continue again. And they were again expected to toil away in the hot sun or freezing cold again. And finally, after 12 hours of working outside, they were again marched back into their barracks with barely any food to eat for dinner. They were forced to lie down on their wooden slats that they had for beds. And each bed, if you can call it that, was 6 inmates to one slat. And then they were given one blanket, one measly thin covering with which to cover themselves at night. And after the awful slavery and intense labor and suffering that they went through, it would have been only natural and understandable had each one of these inmates pulled the blanket to himself, each one thinking he deserves a moment to himself, a moment of luxury, if you can call it that, with one blanket. That's not what happened. Not only did each person not pull the blanket to himself, rather they pushed the blanket to make sure that the other 5 people on their slat had a covering as well. Even amongst the most difficult and trying of circumstances, each one did not lose sight of his humanity, did not lose sight of his fellow, did not lose sight of another who needed as much as he did. And he pushed the blanket to make sure that they each had some covering, something as well. The rabbi turned to each of the philanthropists and said, now you too go back to America and share your blanket. You too take what you have and give and care and be compassionate to others. For that is the lesson of the Holocaust, that we must never lose sight of the other and must for always remember and remain compassionate and caring to others. On our trip, we'll see awful, awful things, horrible things, and we'll hear terrible stories of tragedy and calamity and just darkness. But we also must never lose sight of the compassion that they had, the caring that they had. And hopefully that'll be the lesson we take out of the Holocaust. We will walk through these places and we'll learn about what they went through, but hopefully more than hearing about what they went through, we'll learn about ourselves, and we'll learn how we too can always and must always remain compassionate and caring towards others as well.